Welcome to the Unfading Truth Bible Reading Plan. Today we're reading John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Your biggest problem is you were born in sin. So God's solution is for you to be reborn. Let's read these opening verses of John chapter 3 together. John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher coming from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So don't marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." Question and answer number 8 of our catechism goes this way. Are we so corrupt that we are totally unable to do any good and inclined towards all evil? And that answer is yes. We are, unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. Today's summary and Dig Deeper post are written by Pastor Joe Steinholt from Laverne Christian Reformed Church. Question and answer 8 elaborates more on our corrupt human nature and asks if we can do any good. This question gets at how severe and embedded the problem of sin is. It's not as if we need to clean up a bit, but it affects everything all the way down from desires to thoughts to actions. But it does not leave us without hope by only answering the question, yes. That question was, are we so corrupt that we are unable to do any good? It moves beyond that. You see, God is not at fault for our problem of an evil and corrupt nature. But yet he uses his Spirit to regenerate us, to recreate us. John chapter 3 illustrates this supernatural work of God and where the often used phrase, born again, well, that phrase originates here in this passage of John chapter 3. Notice that Nicodemus came at night because he didn't want the other Pharisees of the time to see him giving respect to Jesus. He knew Jesus was speaking with power and authority, though. He thought that maybe Jesus would give him a method that he could use or a rule to follow. But instead, Jesus revealed that life only comes from the Spirit of God. Jesus is teaching that all humans are essentially dead and in need of a new life. Much like our first birth, it's not something that we can take credit for. But this new birth, this new life, is a work of God. Let's dig a little bit deeper. Do you celebrate your birthday because of something you accomplished when you took your first breath of air? Or is it a way to celebrate your years of life and what you mean to your friends and family? Well, similarly, you can celebrate your second birth through God's gracious Spirit, not because of anything you did to make it happen, but because of the new life that God has given you, which is everlasting life. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead works in you so that you can share in that supernatural resurrected life and be made a renewed person who can enter into the kingdom of God, where the perishable body must put on the imperishable and this mortal body must put on immortality. We read that in 1 Corinthians 15. Our first birth is of this world and merely makes us fit for life as mortals on earth. That second birth is from above, and it's divine, making one ready for God's kingdom, which is everlasting. Do not approach Jesus as merely a teacher, as Nicodemus did, or read the Bible only looking to acquire some new knowledge. But rather go to him as the King of glory with faith in the one who has the words of eternal life. As you pray today, use the triple A prayer method. Begin your prayer by simply acknowledging who God is. And from John 3 today, we can acknowledge God as the one who gives us second birth and a new life in Christ that is everlasting and imperishable. And after acknowledging God, you can align your life with God's will. You can do that by praying for God's Spirit to renew and transform you to walk in the good works that He has prepared for you to do. Then you can ask God for what you need. Remember, everything else that you hear today will fade away, but the word of the Lord is unfading truth.